right there is a play that he waits, knows that he's coming open, trusts the protection in front of himself, and then drops a dime right into the bucket into the corner of the end zone and gives the entire building a little bit of heat. And I know there were some people, a lot of Badger fans, that were saying that exact moment, damn, I should be in that stadium tonight. Oh, I wish I was at Camp Randall tonight. Because you could tell that coming into the second half, if you were going to tie this football game up, you had to make a statement. And that capped really a statement drive of, hey, man, we're here. But then the Buckeyes, 7 plays later, said, oh, yeah, we know you're here. Don't worry. We're still pretty good, too, here, 17-10. Hold the horses on the comeback train.
Yeah, and the next possession, they hook up with Marvin Harrison, 19 yards. And they're back in the lead, 17-10, and they never look back. That is our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Final numbers on Braden tonight, 18 of 39 for 165. He was sacked twice and one pick. Is it wrong for me to say now, in 2 games as a full starter, of course, we all know he started after the injury to Tanner back in the Iowa game, that this kid continues to improve? And at least for me, continues to impress. This kid, I'll use Barry's term, Coach Alvarez's term, don't flinch. This kid doesn't flinch, Billy.
No, he really doesn't, Tim. And it's pretty impressive to watch. You asked me after the Illinois game, if Mordecai comes back and he's healthy, say with 2 games left, are you putting him back on in there? You think you got to roll with Braden Locke? I think we're getting our answer more and more every time we watch Braden Locke play. We're seeing him make insane throws. More importantly, we're watching the team respond to him. The zip on the football, the life that he has in the throws is really impressive. And Matt LePay talked about it when he joined John Kuhn and I, said he reminds him of Mox from Varsity Blues, just the kind of swagger that he's got going on. Mm-hmm. It's pretty clear that Braden Locke is going to be your guy, not only the rest of this year, but for hopefully a couple of years into the future, because the guy can flat out play. And on that 29-yard run that you mentioned there, Tim, I was getting a lot of Scott Tolzien flashbacks. Now, if he would have hit a 6 spin move on somebody that would have taken like 1.5 seconds to actually execute, then it would have been Tolzien completely-esque. But my man had a lot of room, trusted the wheels, but smartly said, I am looking to get down as quick as humanly possible because I'm not letting any of these guys get a shot in on me.
Real quick before we step out for our final break tonight from the talk and text line at 414-799-1973. Lex kind of sums it up, Billy. He says 3 forced turnovers. Hit them on the 4th on a 4th down. 35-yard punt return. Knee down on the touchdown call back. They jump off sides on 3rd and 5, and the O-line doesn't react. All in the first half. Only 3 points. The better team won, but missed opportunities.
Yeah, Lex.
And you know what? Mm. And Lex nailed it, and that's kind of been, unfortunately, that's been the team's MO this season, right? Missed opportunities.
Yeah, best way to put it. And I hate the fact that the Bortolini one had to get brought up. Oh. But, oh, it was Tim. That's a play that, as an offensive lineman, you are going to kick yourself for weeks.
It's automatic, right?
It's got to be automatic, but there's so much going on. You just don't catch it if it's one guy. It was both sides and I think a 3 tech. So at that point, there's no excuse. It's a play that's got to be made. You got to be picking up that extra down. And for my guy Bortolini, that's a bad miss. And you know how much I love Tanner. I don't like taking the shot, but Tanner, come on, send that thing on back and let's get a free play going.
Badgers fall tonight to Ohio State by a score of 24-10. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up, and this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, Shop the Pig! If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McLoy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seize your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gave in without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back. The fourth postgame show continues tonight. Tim Scott, Bill Schmidt, let's go back inside the stadium. Mike Heller, moments ago, caught up with Badger quarterback Braden Locke.
With Braden Locke, you guys knew all week long how good that Ohio State defense has been. Looked like they were every bit of that. What do they do makes it so challenging?
I just think they have really good personnel, and they're very multiple in what they do. I mean, we saw that tonight. You know, they bring pressure, they drop eight, or they drop seven, a lot of different looks. I mean, at the end of the day, no matter what they do, they got really good players doing it. So, that was on display tonight, and, you know, that's kind of what gave them a lot of success, I think.
I was talking to Coach Fickell just a little bit ago and talked about that last series going into the locker room at halftime. Walk me through what you saw, and obviously you need to get points. But
the one where we got the field
goal. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like you said, just need to get points right there. I thought it was good execution. I think we converted a big third down. Mm-hmm. So 11 guys on offense doing their job, playing the right way, and, you know, good things can happen.
That first drive, you're coming out of the locker room. I think you guys know you're going to be without Braylon, mm-hmm. and maybe you thought you might get Chim back, but you didn't.
Right.
So that opening drive in the third quarter where you guys go the length of the field and tie the game up at 10-10, you had a big run. You had a big conversion, big long throw on that drive. Walk me through. Let's start with a run. What'd you see?
It was just kind of a called draw that we had. Had a pass option to the draw, so they covered our routes, and so I took off, and O-line and the running back did a great job sealing it and opening up the huge lane. And I think we kind of caught him off guard there, and it kind of parted really well for me.
The touchdown throw to Will. you buy a little extra time, slide around in the pocket, a little pocket presence there, and then he breaks open. Tell me what you see.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of a fox or a double move, if you will. You know, they didn't really bite on it, but just a great job by Will to continue to work to the back of the end zone. And then O-line did a great job giving me time and just was able to deliver the ball to him.
A lot invested into a week like this, playing one of the best teams in the country. It's Coach Fickell's former, where he spent all that time. Walk me through the moments and this emotion.
1 minute.
I'm proud of my team. I'm proud of these guys. We had a good week of practice. I thought everybody prepared their butts off and did as much as they could. And, you know, make no mistake, it sucks being on this side of it. But we'll regroup, and, you know, our whole goal now is to focus on November and play really well in that month. I think that this team potentially could have everything that we want in front of us. And, we got to keep
30.
Working. We got to take it 1 week at a time.
So much of the offseason mantra was about finishing, and now you get to November, and you have four games left, and that is ultimately what finishing is talking about. How do you end? Is that part of the message, even in a locker room today?
Yeah, I mean, that's our sole focus.
All right, about 10 seconds left.
It's done. You know, we're going to watch the film and assess what happened and make the corrections.
Five.
From it and learn from
mics
it.
Are it's back
it's
on.
On to next week.
Braden, very good. Appreciate it. Thank back you. Over to you, Matt.
All right, Braden Locke with Mike Heller after the game tonight. Billy, let's look ahead, okay? Here's my concern. You're on the road in Indiana. You're like, well, how can you be concerned? They haven't won a Big Ten game yet. They lost to Penn State today in Happy Valley, 33-24. They're now 0-5 in Big Ten play, 2-6 on the season. Because this game was a war. This game took a lot out of you, physically, uh-huh. mentally. You lost Chimre, you don't know. Braylon, you don't know. Let's assume that they're not there next week. Others obviously have to step up. And my concern going into this game, man, how much gas do you have left in the tank? You played in games like this. It takes a lot out of you, doesn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a big miss, and you're going to be backs up against the wall. You talked about it. Indiana hasn't won a Big Ten game. Well, guess what? They also now need to win all four of their remaining games to get themselves to a bowl game. And they're looking at him, Tim, after playing with Penn State for four quarters, saying, why can we not beat Illinois, Michigan State, who is an abomination, and at Purdue, we should be able to win that game at the end of the year. You beat Wisconsin, you give yourself a thought that could be a possibility. So they're fighting for their lives. They want to go bowling just as bad as everybody else does. But the absences that you have right now in your lineup, you're exactly right. You cannot afford to go to Bloomington, let alone lose the football game, Tim. You just can't be losing any more key factors into your team, because I would imagine, again, this is rather against broadcast school rules, but you can, I think, assume Braylon on the sidelines in a boot, probably not going on Sunday or Saturday, and we just don't know the situation about Jim, so hard to say that you see him going coming up on Saturday. So if you're without your two top playmakers, man, that's going to be a tough beat.
Here's what I want to believe as we wrap up the network portion tonight. Here's what lies ahead. At Indiana, as we said on Saturday, back-to-back home games against Northwestern and Nebraska, then you finish up in Minnesota. Run the table. We'll see you in Indianapolis the first weekend in December.
Yeah, because I think some of these teams are just going to stub their toe, right? Like,
yeah.
Nebraska looks good enough to mess up somebody's night, and I think that could very well be Iowa at the end of the year when they have to go to Lincoln.
Don't look past Northwestern either, and they have that goofy game at, what, Wrigley Field?
At Wrigley
against
Field.
Against Iowa this
yeah.
year, right?
And
yeah.
For all the nonsense that has gone on with that university, they beat P.J. Fleck and company at home in a shootout, and they just beat Maryland. So
yes.
You have no idea what Northwestern is going to present. And the only thing is, though, I will say, I know they're playing that game at Wrigley. I'd almost feel better, Tim, if it was an 11 a.m. game at Ryan Field, because that just means that you're going to sleepwalk through the first quarter and a half, because that might be the snooziest environment in all of Division I college football. So well, that might even lull somebody like Iowa's offense even more to sleep.
Well, let's just hope that isn't the case for our Wisconsin Badgers, because there's not a lot of excitement in Bloomington, Indiana at 11 a.m. either, unless it's for Hoosier basketball.
Yeah, that's true. The candy cane pants will generate some excitement for this one. Football team, maybe not so much for Tom Allen and company.
Valiant effort tonight, but the Badgers, and I guess you would say as expected, they fall short tonight. Gave it all they had and then some, but Ohio State right now is just a better program, and they win 24-10 is the final. For those who are looking for more Badger coverage, don't go away. We will stay with you for a while longer yet tonight in Madison on 1310 WIBA and in Milwaukee on 97.3 The Game. For the rest of you, you can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app as well, as we'll continue for a while yet tonight. A lot more to get to from inside the locker room. We'll have Luke's press conference coming up in a few minutes as well. For the rest of you, we say thank you for listening. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Bill Schmidt, this is Tim Scott reminding you to join us next Saturday. It's another Breakfast with the Badgers. We'll get our pregame coverage underway with Mike Heller at 9 a.m., and then Matt and Tausch will have the call from Bloomington beginning at 11. Again, the final score from Camp Randall tonight, Ohio State 24 and the Wisconsin Badgers 10. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Close my eyes. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Chaos Revolution Theory, Trip I'm On, Autumn Reverie before that was Stalemate, and Revolution X with Our Evolution. You know, Nick Stensky, the lead singer and guitarist for Chaos Revolution Theory, is now playing drums. That's right. He's pounding the skins with John Peck and the Bad Dogs, original electric blues rock from central Wisconsin. Keep an eye out for them. Maxine Kevy rolls on with new music from Mile 134. We have something to do, and I'll have all the killer details about a ska show coming up at the High Noon Saloon in just a couple of weeks. And Mickey Magnum, He will tell you why he still believes in rock and roll next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Believe in rock and roll, and I still believe.
still believe rock's gonna save your soul?
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Heavy on Civic Media with 94 Distortion and Fall on Me. New music from Mile 134 in front of that with Red Eye and Mickey Magnum in there too. I still believe in rock and roll. I love the new Mickey Magnum. Got to get him on the air with us sometime soon. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Now, check this out. Saturday, November 11th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, Wisconsin, FPC Live presents Mustard Plug with special guest Something to Do, Mescalis, and the return of Four Aspirin Morning. Now, tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. That's going to be a killer show. We'll have to do some 4 a.m. in Mescalis here on the radio in a couple of minutes. Right now, Something to Do. Everything ends on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Feel what I'm felt before. Everything is changing and you're walking out our front door. Well, stop. I can't so make things worse. I remember what you said that I would never end and that's a curse. Well, I don't want to go, I don't want to stay. There's so many things I can never say. I would like to never know where I gotta pay. Can it be that way? $100 in 2 days, still I got it right. But that was all for naught. Because you're leaving and I'm staying and the last fight has been fought. Well, I don't wanna go, I don't wanna stay. There's too many things I can never say. I would like a life, but I know where I gotta pay. Can it be that way? Can it be that way? We'll be right back.
todas mis cuentas. Only looking for attention. Love song, grand invention. New style in this new sexy. Es success. Canciones de amor no se me dan, pero tengo que escribir algo que me haga popular.
We'll be right back.
Max and Kevin on Civic Media. We are local music with courtesy of Tim. That was Ska Boy. Mescalis before that, pop song, and something to do in that set with Everything Ends. Everything has truly ended here. Max Inc. Radio is done for the night. Be sure to tune in again next week, though. We'll do another show for you. Promise. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock on Saturday night and Sunday for the replay. You can always get the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. We'll end the show tonight with some Four Aspirin Morning. Used to be on Max Inc. Heavy.
Slows my little girl down.
Except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers,
ABC News, I'm Mark.